How's it going? This is 3D Up Close and Personal, talking about relationships.
My name's David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl, 3D Up Close and Personal. Today's second episode, we are talking about romance. I heard a saying years ago that says, romance without finance is a damn nuisance. You need a little money to have a little romance. On this episode, we're going to keep it in budget because romance for a woman. And we're going to get a woman's point of view because we have Danielle here. Zingus is the salt. I said a guy the other day, he brought some flour. I said, you messed up or you being nice? He said, I'm being nice. I said, you know what? It was nice because you thought about her before you went to the store, you bought the flowers. If they can't appreciate you, don't worry about it. You did a good thing. Have a great day. David, how romantic have you been with some ladies that you dated throughout your life?
My romantic behaviors will include flowers on occasion, opening a lady's door. I'm always saying, you know, chivalry's not dead, it's just been asleep. But some of us gentlemen will bring it back.
From dictionary.com, chivalry is a polite, kind, unselfish behavior, especially by men toward women. Maybe 1 out of 10 guys might be a gentleman. I do see from time to time guys grabbing flowers, open doors, and I seen guys, even with the automatic door in the store, he may let the woman go first.
That might be a courtesy, but what if there's an active shooter inside?
I could be a knight in shining armor, and you let her go first.
Bad example.
For anybody that's offended, I apologize.
Your protective mode can be challenged in the middle of the night.
What's that noise? Go out there and look.
Go check it out. You go first.
I'm scared too. She'll go check it out. And then she got a carrier to see your license. And she dropped them with a pistol. From a woman's point of view, what do you think women expect from a man in romance? Realistic goals. You go Hollywood, we all lose. Realistic expectation. How about that?
Well, as far as the aspects of romance, I think commitment. Women are caring in nature generally. It's nice to have that reciprocated. Even small things like doing household chores. It means a lot. You'd be surprised how many women would be very grateful if their partners decided to do some things around the house without them asking.
Like empty the trash.
Yeah, pretty much anything domestic, housework.
Wait a minute, he emptied the trash and vacuumed the carpet. Girl, you know what? He stayed out kind of late last night. He said it was with the boys. You sure he was with the boys?
Yeah, that's why he's cleaning, right?
Well, I don't.
Maybe that's not as romantic. And then comes loyalty right after that.
Yeah, loyalty is important. It truly is. I'm thinking about romance. That could strike the spark. Some guys are romantic for personal gain. If I be romantic, then maybe she'll be intimate with me.
That's definitely what I was thinking. But hey, if I clean up the house vacuum, maybe I'll get lucky. Define romance. I guess it depends on what's your love language or languages, like actually gift giving.
Thank you.
Some people are into acts of kindness. Nice. Others are into words of affirmation.
Okay.
Romance is probably just going to be subjective to whoever the beneficiary of that romance is.
Dictionary.com. Romance refers to the actions and feelings of people who are in love, especially the behavior that is very caring or affectionate.
It also says romance are two people who are in love but not married to each other. I do not agree.
Me either.
You can be romantic to your wife. A woman can be romantic to her husband.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's just their perception.
I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Some people out here are not very romantic. And that romance is overrated.
Really?
I've met people that have told me at the beginning or near the beginning of a relationship that I'm not a very affectionate woman. I don't really believe in all that. I'm thinking, wait a minute, how are you dateable if you're not an affectionate?
I don't know what to tell you.
A buddy of mine married a woman that had 5 children that weren't his. They got a nice condo. It was fully furnished, 3-level. And they had the kids set up. Everything was nice.
My girlfriend said I was romantic.
And she said, Johnny's not romantic. And my girlfriend said, Johnny ain't gotta be romantic. He married you with your 5 kids. Shoot. He paying the bills, y'all living comfortable. You should be grateful. Now, meanwhile, Johnny's over in the kitchen washing dishes. This is an open floor plan in the condo townhouse. So it was like living room and kitchen. Johnny's not saying nothing, but Johnny's smiling. Sometimes women appreciate other qualities. He's a provider. He's responsible. He's loyal. He might be a great lover, but he's just not romantic. He does in the bedroom. He don't light the candles. He might not throw out the rose petal, the bubble bath. He might not read her poetry. He might not sing her a song, even if he's singing off key. If a man would sing a woman a love song, he's not a really good singer, singing off key. She might say he was beautiful because he did the effort. A guy could go to the $1.25 tree and get like two cards for $1.25. Give her a card, but just say the other for later. Or maybe buy one for your mother. Then buy one for her. Moms like cards too. If you dating this woman, whether you living with her or you just dating her, and you know where she work at, if you mail it to her job.
Wow.
I went to the urgent care. There was a woman that caught my eye. I was flirting with her. She wouldn't give me the time of day. I remembered her name. It took a thinking of you card. Put my number inside of it. Wrote it out to urgent care. Attention, Tanya, Tony. I don't remember her name. That's not the point. I got a response. It didn't get me farther than that, but I got her attention, and I did get a phone call. I spent $1.50. I mean, it was worth it.
Yeah.
She was impressed.
It really wasn't a lot of effort to me. I didn't think so. But somebody might say, oh, man, that's too much paperwork. Mm. And I said, you know what? You might be suffering from L-A-Z-Y.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in a living relationship, one day I wanted to have a relation. It was Friday. What I did, I put a little note on her door handle. Said, good morning, thinking about you. Love you. Then I had put a little note in her lunch plate. I hope you're having a great day. Love you. Then I sent her a little text.
When she got home, I was playing her favorite song with candles and bubble bath. It was a good night.
What I understand with women, and Danielle, you can disagree with me or just give me your opinion on it. The first thing is getting the mind. And from there, it stirs the emotions. And then from there, physically. You agree with that?
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I think most women are probably a lot more mental than physical.
Now, you don't have to get the $50 bouquet. You can get the $7 bouquet, and then you can go to Dollar Tree and get a glass or a little vase or something, and then put it in there, and it increases the value of it. If a guy takes a woman a rose, like for instance, a convenience store or from the grocery store, take it out the plastic and leave it naked and give it to her. If you got multiple flowers in the little plastic thing, it's okay. But if you just have one, it just seems so generic. No. Now, what about you, David?
I was about to make a comment. Those flowers and the way that they are received, it all depends on the recipient's mindset. Sometimes you can do something real basic, like have, you know, a rose or a small collection of flowers. And depending on the attitude of the recipient, she may be overjoyed. She may be just really, truly flattered. But then I've done that with some women. This is all you doing for me? You can't do better than this. You should have ordered some professional arrangements for me.
That would be a turnoff for me. I would tell her, I'm sorry I'm not up to your expectations. You have a nice life. Take care. God bless and good night.
You could have a small gift bag and give a stuffed animal. The guy could take his personal cologne and spray the stuffed animal. And then wear the same cologne on his body. Hopefully she likes the scent. I think before you do that, if she gives you a compliment on your cologne, this is not the first date. Of course not. You got a son that they can, oh man, and I'm thinking about him.
The good thing about those stuffed animals, it has a lasting effect. It never wears out. They kind of keep that thing, you know, as opposed to flowers, you know, they die off. A romantic gesture that you can't just start if you're involved with somebody. You get them flowers, and if the flowers die, they'll get some flowers back over here.
I'm going to talk to the guys for a living relationship to save some money. What you might want to do a couple of days after you give her the flowers, change the water. And then maybe a couple of days after that, change the water. And then take scissors and cut them at a 90-degree angle, and they'll last for a couple of weeks. All this stuff adds up to time. So you're not spending money, but you got to spend time. A woman I dated years ago for Valentine's Day, I gave her a box of candy.
I wrapped it up in newspaper, put her name on it, and left it at her job's office.
She said, who is that box for? She said, it's for you. When I picked up from work, the boss said, tell my husband about some romance. I give him some tips, but if he don't want to do it, it's not going to happen. Did you see anything online about romance tips?
So as far as simple, because that's the subject you're on at the moment, bringing them a cup of coffee to the bedroom, planning a staycation in a nice hotel room downtown, get a bottle of champagne, buying tickets to their favorite singer's concert, don't tell them, surprise them, foot rub after a long day at work.
Like, for instance, if you're in a living relationship, cooking dinner, really do it nicely. Add a house clean, bubble bath, with a couple candles, and have house shoes at the front door. Come on in, babe. How you doing? Give me a kiss. I'm going to tell you a joke. This is kind of funny. It's about romance. A woman said, I had a wonderful night with my husband. He showed me a side I've never seen in years. I came to the front door and he blocked me off. No, you can't come in. We going out to dinner. We called a cab.
Taxi.
We ate dinner. Then we did a long walk home. We came back in the house. He told me just to stay there. He lit a bunch of candles and we made love. We stayed up for an hour after that and talked. Meanwhile, her husband was talking to his co-worker. He said, man, I had a terrible night. He said, I forgot to pay the electric bill. I had to block her off so she wouldn't know the electric was off in the house. I took her out to dinner. The cab money and the dinner, it had me broke. We had to walk home. The lights were still off. I made her stay outside the house. I lit all the candles. We made love. But I was so wound up about all the stuff that had happened, I couldn't sleep. So we talked for hours.
In that perspective.
Right. Right. I'm going to tell you what's really nice if you don't have a remote start. You go outside and warm her car. She got a remote start. Great. Even with the remote start, sometimes you have to still scrape the windows. It depends on what region of the country you're in. That's thoughtful. You know, hey, you got my car ready. My husband take care of me. My boyfriend take care of me.
I tell you what, you don't appreciate a thing. You appreciate it once it's gone.
Oh, no doubt. It was a movie. Guys say if you open the door for a woman, this is before power locks, and the woman reaches over and unlocks the car door for you, then that's the one.
Not bad.
Today, you just push a button. Both doors are unlocked. That was a different time in the era. That was like in the 60s. The movie was set in, and the young lady, she reached over and unlocked the door for the guy. I said, that was the one. If she thinks enough of you to make sure that you get in.
Sometimes your romantic character get tested too when it's raining or snowing up.
How about this? You dating, both got cars, you give them a kiss goodnight or a hug goodnight, then they drive off. They haven't even checked to see if your car started. You might have a late model car that looks good. It's a lot of good looking cars on the side of the road for some reason. It just broke down in some machine. And I was upset. I said, my car didn't start. I finally got it started. But I was like, kind of upset. I'm like, wait a minute, I'll kick you out. We had a great time. You're really in your feelings tonight. Yes, I am.
Maybe she just had such a good time. She was an airhead mom.
Yeah, we didn't really date anymore. It was good while it lasted, you know. I still have memories in the photo. Back on to the flowers thing. Some guys can't afford a delivery because sometimes they charge you, especially with the fuel. They have the surcharge or delivery charge. You spend $30 on a bouquet. And then they want $10 for delivery. That's $40. I'm talking about average people from check to check that's trying to make everything happen and keep everything in order. If he knows a woman he's comfortable with her, maybe he can deliver to the job. Sometimes they have security. You don't see the woman, but you say, deliver it. The difference is to be your first and last name. Give it to so-and-so. And the security guards, they give them a call and they come down and pick it up. She's not really feeling pressure that you at her desk or her workstation. She might work in factory. Whatever. I'm not here to judge people if they're blue collar, white collar, self-employed, whatever. This really about the relationship, and you just reached out to let somebody know they were thought about. Sometimes you don't have to pay for it if you can deliver it yourself. Impossible. Give me help on simple things. Easy. In romance.
Making lunch for two instead of going out and bringing it to your partner's job, eating lunch with them, having that picnic. Go browse a bookshop, a bookstore.
So expensive for a date to go out. People are just trying to keep things in budget. And they'll still have a few dollars in their pocket.
Definitely important.
We're going to end this. This is 3D Up Close and Personal. Come back next week for episode 3.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. Have a good one. Take care and be safe.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast with a new episode every Thursday. You can find 3D Up Close and Personal wherever you find your podcast and is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
2024, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe.
And share.